Bulletin, brought to you by Your Sound, Your Community, Alive 90.5.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Brady Evans. Labor says the government's new business support payments don't ensure staff won't be fired. The Prime Minister saying the support is appropriate. From Canberra, Amanda Kopp reports.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison on Sky News this morning says the federal government is stepping up for New South Wales business and workers.
And when Victoria needed the Commonwealth, we were there. And when New South Wales needed the Commonwealth, we're here again.
But Victorian Minister Martin Pakula says the Prime Minister's home state has had preferential treatment.
We spent a year hearing about gold standard, and now it's gone from gold standard to gold-plated support.
Labor, meanwhile, says there needs to be more effective penalties for businesses that don't keep staff employed when accessing $10,000 support grants. Amanda Kopp, National Radio News, Canberra.
The Melbourne Cricket Ground has been listed as a coronavirus exposure site as Victoria recorded 7 COVID-19 infections today. 4 of the new cases are residents of the Ariel Apartments in Maribyrnong, which has been locked down since Monday night after a visit from infected removalists. One of the men infected in the apartment building also attended an AFL match between Carlton and Geelong on Saturday. Victoria's COVID-19 testing commander, Drone Weimar, says contact tracing is underway.
We currently have identified 2,000 people through the DVR code system and the ticketing systems. The MCC members reserve at the MCG Carlton Geelong game. They all will be contacted as we speak to isolate and to get tested.
New South Wales today recorded 97 new cases and the Greater Sydney lockdown will be extended by 2 weeks. The trucking industry says new rules that compel certain workers in New South Wales to have a COVID test every 3 days have the potential to disrupt vital supply chains across the country. Essential workers who live in coronavirus hotspots are now required to undergo more frequent testing in a bid to contain the virus to those declared areas. Road Freight New South Wales says the new testing regime will deplete the local workforce, disrupt supply chains, and potentially add to the cost of normal goods and services. Road Freight CEO Simon O'Hara says he's also hearing reports of truck drivers who've been refused access to service station toilets and rest areas. Job losses in regional media have prompted a journalism rescue plan from Katter's Australian Party, which blames government inaction and private sector callousness for the industry's decline. KAP leader Robbie Katter says the plan aims to secure state and federal government support for regional journalists, photographers and camera operators affected by the industry's volatility. He says journalists in regional areas were being left jobless in a once thriving industry, and rural and regional residents unable to access local and reliable news content would be the biggest victims. Turning to sport, Opal centre Liz Cambage will warm up for the Olympics in the WNBA All-Star Game, which will be her 4th appearance in the marquee match. The Australian is currently in a pre-Olympic camp in Las Vegas with the national squad, but was given permission by team coach Sandy Brondello to suit up for the All-Star Game. And in the NRL, the Sydney Roosters injury curse has continued, with teenage prodigy Joseph Suaalii ruled out for the rest of the season with an ankle problem. Suaalii did not fly with the Roosters to their Sunshine Coast bubble today as he remained in Sydney to have surgery on his ankle. Suaalii becomes the 6th Roosters first grader to be ruled out for the rest of the season.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
And now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5.
This is Alive 90.5, Your Sound, Your Community. It's 5 minutes past 2 here on Business Insights with Mario and Matt, and kind of a chilly Wednesday afternoon here, sitting at 13 degrees. I think I jinxed things today, Mario. I was thinking something this morning when I woke up. Business Insights always brings a beautiful day.
Absolutely. If you don't bring the beautiful weather, we can still Photoshop the website with the weather it is. Like, it's like, look like it's a nice low temperature.
That's it. And it's going to have possible showers today, tops of 17. Tomorrow, hopefully that sun's going to peak out. It's looking mostly sunny, tops of 21. And Friday, mostly sunny, tops of 19 degrees.
And now, on Alive 90.5, here's the latest traffic information.
Colleyton, Roper Road above the M4 motorway. There's been a breakdown of a semi-trailer. One of two northbound lanes are closed. And North Mead, Windsor Road just past Campbell Street. There's been a crash of two cars. One of three southbound lanes are closed this afternoon. And this is Business Insights with Mario and Matt here on this Wednesday afternoon, 6 minutes past two, here on Alive 90.5, your sound, your community. Mario, how are you today?
Not bad, Matt, yourself?
Good, man, good.
And look, I'm just impressed that you have the long sleeves today on yourself, and you're looking good, actually, today. You know, looking very, very good, actually.
Thank you.
I know you tried to show off your muscles. I'd like to say thank you to all sponsors of Alive 90.5. I'd like to say everybody who is tuning in this in this hour of the lockdown in New South Wales, and for the listening, the best radio station on the planet, Alive 90.5 FM. Needless to say, thank you for listening Business Insights with Matt and Mario. We'll take a short break, and then we're going to guide you to our first guest today. I'd like to say thank you. Thank you for being here for us, and if we can help you, Matt and myself, feel free to dial us in the studio or go on our website, alive905.com.au, and you can contact us online, and we're happy to answer all your questions. So stay tuned.
Sounds good.
Alive 90.5.
Oh my God, Becky, look at her butt. It is so big. She looks like one of those rap guys' girlfriends that, you know, who understands those rap guys? They only talk to her because she looks like a total prostitute, okay? I mean, her butt is just so big. I can't believe it's just so round. It's like out there. I mean, gross. Look, she's just so black.
I like big butts, and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny that when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up tough, cause you notice that butt was stuck deep in the jeans she's wearing. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh, baby, I wanna get with ya and take your picture. My homeboys tried to warn me, but that butt you got makes
me so horny.
Romper smooth skin, you say you wanna get in my bins? Well, use me, cause you ain't that average groupie. I seen her dancing, to hell with romance, and she's sweat, wet, got it going like a turbo vet. I'm tired of magazines, saying flat butts all the thing. Take the average black man and ask him that, she gotta pack much back. So, fellas,
yeah,
fellas,
yeah,
has your girlfriend got your butt?
Hell yeah.
Shake it,
shake it,
shake it,
shake it,
shake it,
shake it,
shake that healthy butt. Baby got bad
late.
Round and big, and when I'm throwing a gig, I just can't help myself. I'm acting like an animal. Now here's my scandal. I wanna get you home and double up. I ain't talking about Playboy, cause silicone parts are made for toys. I want them real thick and juicy, so find that juicy double. Mix-a-lot's in trouble, begging for a piece of that bubble. So I'm looking at rock videos, not any bimbos walking like hoes. You can have them bimbos, I'll keep my women like Flojo. A word to the thick soul sisters, I wanna get with ya. I won't cuss or hit ya, but I gotta be straight when I say I wanna. Till the break of dawn, baby got it going on. A lot of simps won't like this song, cause them punks like to hit it and quit it. And I'd rather stay and play, cause I'm long and I'm strong, and I'm down to get the friction on. So ladies,
yeah,
ladies,
yeah,
if you wanna roll my Mercedes,
yeah,
then turn around, stick it out. Even white boys got to shout, baby got back. Baby got back.
Yeah, baby. When it comes to females, Cosmo ain't got nothing to do with my selection. 36, 24, 36. Only if she's 5'3.
So your girlfriend rolls a Honda, playing workout tapes by Fonda. But Fonda ain't got a motor in the back of her Honda. My Anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun. You can do side bends or sit-ups, but please don't lose that butt. Some brothers wanna play that hard role and tell you that the butt ain't gold, so they toss it and leave it. And I pull up quick to retrieve it. So Cosmo says you're fat,
Well, I ain't down with that, cause your waist is small and your curves are kicking, and I'm thinking about sticking to the beanpole dames in the magazines. You ain't it, Miss Thing. Give me a sister, I can't resist her. Red beans and rice didn't miss her. Some knucklehead tried to diss, cause his girls are on my list. He had game, but he chose to hit him, and I pull up quick to get with him. So ladies, if the butt is round and you want a triple X throwdown, dial 1-900-MIX-A-LOT and kick them nasty thoughts. Baby got back.
Alive 90.5, playing cool music.
We are the Insight Intelligence Group, specialising in Australian corporate investigations and information risk management, workplace investigations, competitor analysis, social media intelligence, reputational risk management, internal or external investigations. Professional and proactive, Insight Intelligence Group works with you to ensure the success of the investigation. Australia-wide or global, facts, not opinion. 02-882-9837. Insightintelligence.com.au.
Station sponsor.
Penny's Crispy Pork Crackling is slow cooked for that big crunch and taste. Put some crunch in your munch. As a 100% Australian-owned business, Penny's Crispy Pork Crackling have been supplying deliciously crispy snacks in three crunch-tastic flavours, barbecue, chilli and original, to pubs, bottle shops, grocers and butchers in the Hills District. Order some now by visiting our website at penniescrackling.com.au, spelt with a Y, or calling 02-8068 9664.
Station sponsor.
The average person spends 44 minutes a day thinking about food. At OzHarvest, thinking about food is a full-time job because we're always looking for new ways to nourish our country and combat food waste and hunger. Every day, we rescue quality surplus food across Australia and deliver it to those who'd otherwise go hungry. And you can help. Every dollar donated to OzHarvest can provide two meals to people in need. Visit ozharvest.org. Thought for food.
Thanks. 13 minutes past two here on Alive 90.5. You're listening to Business Insights with Mario and Matt. And so, not live in studio, but live we have a very special guest, someone that I surprisingly know. It was quite a shock to Mario.
Yeah, I'd like to share something with you about how I met this guest, okay? It never happened in my life, right? We met in sauna. The gentleman who is our guest and my friend and a Matt friend as well, you know, recognized me as an influencer in a sauna. So with our sweaty bodies, you know what I mean, and the good looking, you know, we all both good looking men, you know what I mean, here. So no question asked. Start chit-chatting, and it was very interesting. We met in a sauna, like a two man. Paul, welcome to the studio today.
Yeah, thank you for having me, guys. Thank you,
you're welcome.
Thank you, Mark. So, Paul, I need to hear your side of the story when you met Mario. Is this just one of his fantasies?
Fantasies?
I didn't know it was going to start off like this, but... it was pretty cool, man. We were just sitting in the sauna, and I saw him. And you know, one thing I noticed that was that Mario is a pretty intense guy. He seems like he's really focusing when he's in the sauna. I don't know if he's really starting to get out.
Okay, now yeah. Paul. Yeah, well, welcome to studio, Paul. You know, he's like that's what he is. Ladies and gentlemen, Matt and I, we really like to welcome our guest in studio today. As Matt says, unfortunately, we can't be in person in studio with our guests, and we promised each one of our guests, including Paul, that going to be re-invited once when we can open the door.
Absolutely.
To physically come. So, Paul, welcome today on our show Business Insights with Matt and Mario, and thank you for accepting my invitation, because in this hour of COVID and this lockdown, Matt and I are always envisaging how to make it better for our listeners to feel better.
Yeah.
Now, instead of we have the, all these, you know, Hollywood smiles, and I mean, red carpet, you know, public speakers, motivational speakers, who are enjoying the, you know, beautiful, you know, red carpet lifestyle, you know, we need a raw people who are living this life, who are sharing these common things like Matt and myself. So, Paul, I'll let you, Matt, guide you to introduction.
Yeah, cool. Matt, do you want me to just introduce myself?
Yeah, well, I mean, Paul, as we know, you're a mindset coach, but at the top of your game, you've coached people from many different industries around Australia, and especially within Sydney, and you've come quite a way based on your story alone. So, how about we get to know your story and start with why did you become a mindset coach, and why are you a representation for other people and a model for what transformation looks like?
Yeah, thank you.
Well, thank you, Paul. That will be it. You know, we take a short break after this nice introduction.
Good question, man. So I'll get right to it. First of all, I just want to say really appreciate the work that you guys do. And Mario, I'm still getting to know you a lot, but just your impression of me was that you're a very, very unique guy. You're very, you know, you say whatever's on your mind, you're very, very authentic. And also, you as well, man, I was just now actually just scrolling through your Facebook and just getting inspired. There's a lot of inspiration. Just like you guys, obviously, I had a story as well. So let me give you a mix-up of probably the short and the long version. So in high school, when I was brought here, my parents are Indian, and we lived in a place called Blacktown in Doonside, right? Mm-hmm. And at that time now, you know, if I bring Indian food to the office or to a workplace, everybody wants Indian food. But that time, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, curry food was smelly and people would tease Indians. And, you know, during that time, I got teased for being Indian because there was no other Indians around. So I got bullied for doing that quite a bit. And that's okay. Everybody goes through a bit of bullying. But when I came back home, I was not good at academics. And people say for Indians, it's either you're a doctor, a lawyer, or a failure. And I would put myself in a failure. Yeah, I would put myself in the failure because I sucked at school, man. I sucked at school. And my dad would always repeat this phrase to me. And the phrase was that you're not worth 1 cent.
You're not worth 1 cent.
Like advertising.
Jesus. How young were you when he started saying that to you?
I was probably around the ages of, let's say, around four, five-ish.
Wow.
And he would continually say that to me. And look, I love my dad. We have a great relationship now, but he didn't mean it that way. It's just, you know, during the time, that's how in his tradition he would motivate people, right? And a lot of ethnic families and people have grown up with ethnic sort of backgrounds have experienced that. But anyway, that really got to me. So he would repeatedly say, you're not worth 1 cent, you're not worth 1 cent. Mm. So later on through my life, that's the story that played in my head. When I got one of the worst marks in school, it was, why? That's right, it's because I'm not worth 1 cent. When I sucked with girls and I had no friends, I asked myself why, and I was like, that's right, it's because I'm not worth 1 cent. When I, spent $70,000 on HEX, which is government funding to try and get into uni, because I wanted to fit in with my friends who were all going to uni, and I could not even complete one certificate. I go, why? That's right, it's because I'm not worth 1 cent. So this is the story that I told myself, and pretty much what happened, guys, is it came to a point where I was like, I suck at school, I'm lonely, I've had all these experiences, and I was beating myself up, and, you know, I came across these two books, and I'm sure you guys would know these two books. One is called How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Yes.
You've probably heard of that one, Matt.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. And then the second one was a funny one, which is called The Game. Now, How to Win Friends and Influence People was about social dynamics, and The Game was about how to pick up girls. So because I sucked with all of these things, I thought to myself, let me read it. So I'd read these books, and I'd experiment at shopping centers, and I'd try to pick up girls and try to talk to randoms. And I would read the books, experiment, till I got really good socially. Then I started going to the gym, and I started building up my body. And it got to a point where I got so good that when I I started teaching my friends how to pick up girls, and it was a really funny story, but pretty much, you know, I was like, I'm confident now, I can pick up girls. What's the only place that you go to make money if you're a high school dropout? Sales. So I got into sales, and I did really, really well at sales, worked my way up until one day, what happened to me was I thought I was so good at sales, and I was sitting in front of my manager, who just pretty much said to me, you're getting performance managed out of the company. And I was like, what? Why? And he said, because you suck, because you're not performing. And I started blaming everything. I started blaming the society. I started blaming friends, and I didn't get the right leads. I just started blaming everyone else but me. And then
right.
Here's where it comes to the end of the story, where everything actually changes. And during that time, I knew that I had to turn things around. My wife bought me a ticket to a Tony Robbins seminar, right? And I know you know this because I'm pretty sure I've seen you there.
You know what, Paul? That's what I met. I'm sorry interrupting you, but that is what exactly Matt told me. He said 2 years ago, you guys gone on the Tony Robbins. And I said to him, so you know the Paul? He says, yeah, of course I know him. It's like, oh my God. You know what I mean? Like, I just looking a little stupid now, but that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, man. So actually, Matt, I'm pretty sure I saw you quite after. So the funny thing is I've actually been there 3 times.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. So the time I would have seen you probably would have been on the 3rd time. But 3 years before that would have been the 1st time that I went. And I remember thinking to myself, why would I pay $1,000 if I could watch this guy on YouTube? And I remember walking out of that seminar thinking I would pay up to $5,000. I remember I hit every single target after that at work. I hit bonus for the 1st time. Every single time after that, I got promoted. I made millions of dollars for the company. I got promoted to international sales trainer, set records in the company. And from there, I was training people. And when I was training people for a year, I started to realize that more than training people for sales, I love to see people develop holistically in their relationships, in their mindset, in other areas of their life, including their health. And then after a year of doing that, I just realized, well, look at all this. I've always loved self-development. I've always loved helping people. I've started to realize, you know, I love to help people. And I have all this inspiration I've gained from self-development. Why don't I turn this into a business? And pretty much I walked in and I just resigned. I sent the resignation letter, and I even wrote a Tony Robbins quote on the resignation letter, saying I think it was the quote was, "If you want to take the island, you've got to burn the boats." So I did that, and here I am today. Now
that's a pretty blunt quote to use on your resignation letter.
But you know,
if I
may ask something, you know, I met Paul in sauna. That's no question asked. You know, like it's, but what I didn't understood ever in my life that people around us, and this is what makes this show great with Matt Caruana and Mario Beckes, that we really bring the people who are truly unique and unsung business heroes. You know, takes the guts and courage, Paul, to say things what you say today. And always Matt and I have opportunity when we discuss with the people, they always love to wrap in the nice, you know, what's it called, Matt, on English, this paper for the presence? What would you call this?
They love to bask in their own glory. And
yeah. I mean, like, yeah. And to say, to have the our guest today publicly admit in front of literally 1 million listeners on this radio station, you know, I didn't have a success with the girls. You know, I was being almost sucked because I didn't perform.
Bullied, everything.
I mean, to say this, Paul, I congratulate you. And I would like to invite everybody tonight after 6:30. Please tune in on our live 905.com.au website. And you're going to find the podcast between Matt and Mari on this interview with Paul. And Paul, Matt and I inviting ourselves on a curry to your place. When it's also like, we take a short break.
Guys, you're listening to a live 90.5 with Business Insights with Mario and Matt. Here to take you on a quick short break as we go through with our guest in studio, well, not in studio, but live, Kevin Porage up here next. Coming up is the Chainsmokers with Closer.
Alive 90.5. Just fine before I met you. I drink too much and that's an issue, but I'm okay. Hey, you tell your friend
friends, it was nice to meet them, but I hope I never see them again. I know it breaks your heart, moved to the city and I broke down crying. 4 years, no calls, now you're looking pretty in a hotel bar. And I can't stop, no, I can't stop. So baby, pull me closer in the backseat of your Rover that I know you can't afford. Bite that tattoo on your shoulder, pull the sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder. We ain't ever getting older.
The day I met you, I forget just why I left you. I was insane. Stay and play that Blink 182 song that we beat to death in Tucson. Okay, I know it breaks your heart. Shoulder, pull the sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder. We ain't ever getting older.
I'm Sam Mamone and Director of Cherrybrook Real Estate, the specialist in residential management. Call us on 9980 9860. We pride ourselves on taking the stress out of property management, looking after you and your investment at a competitive rate. If you need property management, call me, Sam Mamone from Cherrybrook Real Estate, 9980 9860.
Station sponsor.
Term 3 courses are open for enrolments at the Parramatta College, and you have the option to learn either face-to-face in the classroom or online via Zoom. Courses include leisure and lifestyle, languages, computer skills, business and work skills. Fee-free training is also available. This training is subsidised by the New South Wales Government and eligibility criteria applies. Improve your personal and professional development with the Parramatta College. Enrol today. Call 9687 2072 or visit parramattacollege.edu.au. Station sponsor.
Half past two here on Business Insights with Mario and Matt, live on Your Sound, Your Community, Alive 90.5. Here we are live with our guest, Kevin Poraj, the mindset coach, but also the man who has experienced like emotional trauma from when he was a young age and has transformed not only his life, but hundreds of other lives, not just within Sydney, not just within Australia, but internationally as well. So, Kevin, we left off on your story, but I had a question about the route of it all. So you mentioned your dad mentioned would say to you over and over, ever since you were 4 years old, when did that label and identity change for you? He mentioned to you that you were not worth 1 cent ever since you were young, and you identified with that over and over again. You get bullied, I'm not worth a cent. Well, if I don't finish uni, I'm not worth a cent. When did that identity actually change for you, and how did it happen?
I think what I've realized is through transformation, there is three parts. There's three inner, we call, you know, in psychology, we call this internal family systems, which is there's the inner child, there is the protector, and then there's the parent. And the inner child is the thing that gets hurt. And that was the thing that was hurt for me when my dad was saying that you're not worth 1 cent. Then the ego came to protect me, which is the thing that goes, oh, come on, man, like, let's go to the gym, like, let's be stronger than everyone, let's show off, let's, you know, like, I'm not hurt, and I just, this is when I started to go to the gym, I started to try and make myself better than everybody else. That was the thing that was trying to protect the hurt child underneath. And then later on down the track, you know, later on in my self-development work, the parent comes and says, well, this all happened for the best, and then you're able to be grateful for the whole process, and then the change happens. But I would say the biggest change happened when the ego came in, when I said to myself that, you know what, I don't want to face this anymore. I want to be strong. I don't want to be a victim. I want to be like a victor. And my medium, like I said to you guys before, was reading books and getting into self-development and developing my body and developing my mind and developing my skills. So at that point, things started to change, I would say.
Okay. Because, I mean, that's a rough identity to transform, but you managed to not only overcome it, but relabel yourself, which is, I honestly commend you for that greatly.
Thank you.
No, of course, thank of you. Course. Mario, do you have a question?
Of course, I have many questions. I just going to press the button record so I can put a message out. You know, first of all, I need to apologize calling our guest Paul. That's his surname. His name is Kevin Paul, and I apologize for this. It's very tricky, you know, like it's like, it's my mistake, so I apologize for that one. However,
right.
You know, I can draw the parallel between your life, you know, as a child and my own one. You know, my father was a little bit more brutal, sadistic, but the point we try to make, it takes a lot of courage to say such a thing. And I say something as a father. From the very first moment my son was born, you know, I love him. You know, you don't get a manual when you become the parent. Nobody gives you a manual how to love your child. But what I when I saw that, you know, the little bundle of joy, you know, my son Matteo Gaetano, I love him. However, something was very interesting, Kevin. I was being told, a good friend of mine, Deborah, she's a forensic psychologist, and she told me, you could be exactly like your father for the moment he was born, or you can turn as you did. And when I say, why is that? She says to me, it's not that you do conscious decision, but you just have that feeling that, you know, you need to protect that child and give him the better than you ever had. And for you to say these things publicly, again, I congratulate you. And I'm inviting everybody to search for the Kevin Paul, and we're going to tag him tonight on Instagram, because you say 1 cent, no worth, you know what I mean? But please tell me if we can go back, you know, little regression. You said the moment your father told you not worth 1 cent, and then you decide to develop yourself, you know, like, you were happier with a girl, so for sure. But I always try to get a six pack, but that was become more round and round. I don't know why, but maybe different exercises. But the point we're trying to make, it's when you are decided to change yourself, you know, and you say this way, inner child, ego, and all these things, what did you done? Did you done a consciously decision? You're going to change yourself, or it was more subconsciously?
Yeah, and I think what I've noticed, and I did this many times as well, like, first of all, just before I answer the question, I'll first of all start off by saying I totally get that, Mario. Like, even, you know, maybe you would have had a difficult childhood because of your dad, but then, you know, you decided that it ends there, and you decided to start that path anew again. And I think that is the beauty. That is the beauty when you realize that everything that happened was meant to happen. You wouldn't be the father that you would be today, not even a half of a father, if you did not go through the things and witness the things that you did with your dad.
Possibly, yes. Yes, it's like, I'm not the expert. I don't know these things. That's the reason why we're talking to you, the world leading the coach. And, you know, I can say whatever I want, but I'm not the expert, so thank you.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But the beauty is that we can, you know, we can learn from everyone. And, you know, whether that's another thing about coaching, right? Like, people sometimes think that, you know, coaches or psychologists or whatever are an expert. But I think what I've realized with coaches, the coaches are just people with experience and people who love to share their experience. And I think anybody has an inner coach. So I'll start by saying that. Now, what I've realized is some people think that it's a specific moment of change. And I don't think it's a specific moment. I think it's a stacking of moments.
Oh, okay.
I think many different moments happen. And, you know, one of them was, picking up the book and reading the books. And then after that, it would have been maybe going to the gym for me. And after that, it would have been just experiencing the pain and then having moments where I decide that I don't want to be experiencing this pain anymore. I want to be bigger. I want to be stronger. I don't want to be a victim to life. I want to be a victor. So I think it's all those different circumstances and experiences stacked together over time that creates transformation in anybody's life, I would say.
I feel, and like, just as you share that, Kevin, what comes to my mind is, as you were going about and you had these different moments that stack on one another, those moments were because you were doing things that weren't in alignment with the person you used to be. Rather, you were taking quote-unquote risks by taking a venture out into, you know, picking up a book might be something that's uncomfortable, and then going to the gym, you're taking steps out of your normal routine behavior to go and take leaps towards your future self. And gradually that shift, I suppose, in your mindset's going to come on board, because not only you're not worth 1 cent. Wait a minute. I just finished a fucking awesome workout and I feel great. I'm not worth 1 cent. Wait a minute. I just read an awesome book and I now have so much more knowledge. Right?
Yeah.
So
that's exactly what happened. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Exactly, that's exactly right, Matt. Like, I guess the question that you're asking is, like, you know, either did you have to find something that wasn't there, or is it that you have to create something new by doing new habits? And I think, just like you said, the example that you gave was a bit of both. It was a bit of trying things and then looking at that and going like, oh my God, like, I can believe this, or I can look at how good I feel because I decided to go to the gym. I decided to pursue things that were a little bit scary to me. So, and I think that's
you can't do brave things if you're not afraid. This is not my saying. My coach Rodney Williams told me this in my boxing what I'm preparing myself. But
can we hear that again, Mario?
Can't do brave things if you're not afraid.
Can't do brave things if you're not afraid.
This is like I try to leave this for the last moment of our show so I can, you know, have this message. But I'll repeat this again. What makes you unique, you, Kevin, and Matt Sharis, Matt Shares, Matt Caruana? How do you say your names? Why Matt Shares, right?
Matt Shares, yeah.
Why Matt Shares?
Because I started by sharing my story.
And that's boring. Anyway, so the thing is... jokes on side, but what, you know, I'm seeing every day in society, this is leading to my next question, Paul, sorry Kevin, that the point we're trying to make, we all love to hear the successful stories, but before the road to success is very lonely, and I can relate to this, because in very simple terms, we all dreaming about good things. You know, people do affirmations. And when I do affirmations as well, it's a yacht, you know, I mean, the private jet, you know, the old blondies and everything else and beautiful, la, la, la. But, you know, like, it just, that's how I started. I ended up, in different ways. But I consider myself very successful, you know, because I can see my son, you know, I mean, he's developing into the good man. And this is, for me, biggest achievement, because I know he took the values of myself, or his mother, and me, and, you know, he built his character as it is. But what makes me very extremely proud that, again, people love to wrap these things in such a nice, shiny, glossy paper about life and success. But I always say there is a story before the success. And today you are successful because you put effort in this, what you become today, and nobody can judge the effort. Now, Matt Caruana, he's in wheelchair, and you know, very first time when I interview him, like today with you, he has no problem to say what he did to end up in a wheelchair. And I'm inviting everybody, Kevin, but before we go for the break, I have a short question for you. Why people fall? Do you need a break? Do you need a glass of water, or would you like to have a break? Or?
No, I'm good. I should be able to answer that one. And I think
what do you see as a main reason? What do you see as a main reason? For example, you and I, you know, we met in gym, and there is a lot of characters there, right? And you know, I can see Matt Caruana next to me. He has the freaking biggest biceps in, I mean, men's kind. But you know, I mean, I can't be jealous because obviously he put an effort in this. So, for example, we go in a gym and you can see that some guys there exercising, you know, extra, you know, I mean, to be slim, good looking, but yet they don't achieve these things. Then you see a lot of humans in the business, you know, they come to you and me with all these fancy ideas and, you know, I know this, but, you know, yet 5 years later, he's still there, like we are now in the COVID, you know, 18 months later in COVID, we're still in the beginning, you know what I mean? But the point we try to make, why do people fail? What do you see as a main reason? Is the motivation? Is the bad food? Because they don't listen to Matt Caruana, Mario Becker, some business insights. They don't talk to Kevin Paul. Why? What is the reason?
So I would say one of the biggest things that I've noticed is that, you know, one of the questions you asked us then was why do people fall, and could it be because of motivation? And the big reason why people fail, I believe, is because they're not following their highest values. They're following the values of someone else. Okay.
Can you expand on these values, please? You know.
Let me explain the difference between motivation and inspiration. See, motivation is external, okay? You're doing it externally. No one needs to tell a kid to wake up and play his video games. He's internally inspired and he wakes up in the morning and he does that. He needs external motivation to do his chores, okay? Here's another reason how you can identify what is motivation and inspiration. I used to watch a show called Suits. I love this show. And the show...
Well, because of Meghan Markle, or...?
So, sorry, what was that?
Because of the Princess Markle, or...? I mean, that's that just... I know she was the main actor there, you know what I mean? So, yeah. So, yeah. Please, Suits, yes?
Yeah. So, this show, Suits, it's about lawyers, right? And it's about, you know, it's cool. They look cool, they talk cool, they sound cool, all of this kind of stuff.
Nice,
right?
Suits as well. I saw that show. Yeah, I mean the dressing. Yeah, I mean the lifestyle. Yeah,
who look cool. It's about lawyers who look cool, pretty much. You know.
Yeah.
And I remember watching that show and thinking, that's what I want to be. I want to be a lawyer, right? So I love the end result, but did I love the process of what's involved to become a lawyer? Did I love the long years of study? Did I love what's involved? Did I love law? No. And because I only loved the end result, but I didn't love the process, I wasn't inspired by it. I was externally motivated by it, right? So another girl who actually loved the process as well as the end result, she ended up becoming a lawyer. So here's the thing that I'm trying to say here, right? When you're inspired, it comes from within. And when you're doing things, when it comes from within, you're not doing it for likes or social media or friends.
Yeah.
That's when you actually succeed. Fear comes and blocks us and makes us fall because we try to do something that someone else's want. We try to live our parents' dream, our friends' dream, our society's dream, instead of doing what's truly important to us. Because when we do what's truly important to us, we don't need motivation. We're internally inspired. No one needs to tell me to get up and do self-development. I'm internally inspired. No one needs to tell me to get up and talk about business. I'm internally inspired. No one needs to tell you to be inspired to talk about, you know, the intelligence work that you do, Mario, because you're inspired. You might need motivation when it comes to, I don't know, polishing your shoes, because that's not a very high value for you. But everyone has a hierarchy of what's most important to what's least important. Most of the time, they confuse what's important to them with what's important to other people. When you honor yourself, when you honor what's truly important to you, everything changes in an instant. So the reason why most people fail is because they're trying to live in the values of other people instead of living in the values of their own.
Perfect.
Kevin, before I give you a word to Matt, again, I need to give you the parental advisory warning. Matt Caruana, Mario Beckes, we never listening that often, people without, we, you know, inserting ourselves during the conversation. And we must have you here in the studio.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to that. Guys, listen to Business Insights with Matt and Mario. We'll take you on a quick short break here. And stay with us. We're going to wrap up the final segment, I believe, for this interview.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi. I'm Jack. What's your name?
Sam.
Ah, Sam. Nice. Where are you from?
Oh, I'm from...
Blacktown! Blacktown! Woo! Blacktown! Blacktown! Oh, Blacktown City, we love you! Blacktown! Blacktown! Oh, yeah? Yeah, don't think I've ever been.
Show your support and show up. Blacktown City FC. Your town, your team.
Proud sponsors Linden Electric have been best in class since 1977, providing unparalleled electrical expertise in commercial, industrial and laboratory solutions. This dynamic family-run team prides themselves on over 43 years' worth of client-focused results based on their core values of quality, safety and integrity. Linden Electric, experts in electrical, 9890 9663 or email james@linden.net.au for a booking. Station sponsor.
Ever have that sinking feeling that you forgot to get the gas bottle filled for the barbecue or outdoor heater? Do you worry about transporting a gas bottle in the boot of your car? Kangaroo Gas has got you covered. Kangaroo Gas will deliver 8.5 kilogram gas bottles to your home or business. Call 0405 LPG LPG or go to kangaroogas.com.au. That's 0405 LPG LPG online at kangaroogas.com.au or find them on Facebook. Station sponsor.
All today's hits and yesterday's favourites.
Alive 90.5.
In the faded light, you touch my body. I can feel your hands on my skin. Think you got me right where you want me, but you're just in my way.
I came to party on my own. Don't need nobody in my soul. When I get down to the beat, I lose control.
Five.
10 to 3 here on Business Insights with Mario and Matt. Your sound, your community, Alive 90.5. And we're live with Kevin Poraj, the mindset coach who has transformed hundreds and hundreds of people's lives. He has not only a powerful story, but a massive amount of wisdom behind him. So, Kevin, one thing we touched on previously in the last segment was difference between motivation versus inspiration. And there's a big difference there, and I love that you brought that up. Now, you mentioned that, so like as an example, that, you know, the child who plays video games doesn't need to be motivated. He's inspired from within, and he just goes and does it. So
yeah,
what would you say to those who don't feel like they have it within them, that are feeling deflated and demotivated because of the COVID situation? What would you say to them? Do they have inspiration within them?
Yeah, so I guess what you're asking is how do they find inspiration during the COVID season?
Yeah, like, you know, Matt and I, as you know, on the beginning of the show, Matt and I, you know, we apologize to all our listeners. I know it's nothing usual to be people be interviewed on the radio over the phone, but, you know, I say something from my personal experience. I can see people becoming very gray in their thoughts, right? It's not the black or it's not the white. And that's a more worrying for me, particularly because of my background in military and in other things. And when the people become, you know, undecided, you know, undecisive, what they want. They want a happiness, they want to be sad, right? Because they can flip in each side very quickly. And we can see that a lot of businesses now struggling, literally struggling. I have a lot of contacts in the business world, and they're struggling, you know. They can't find either motivation. They, you know, they say to me, they're listening, I don't know, YouTube or Spotify podcasts and videos, but they're not motivated. Now, you spoke, this is external sense, obviously, but then we have the inspiration, which is our internal. So Matt and I, we always asking our guests like yourself, people of your caliber profile, what do you see as a bigger stress for everybody, cause of the stress? I know it's lockdown, one of the reasons, but how they can help themselves? How would you help me or Matt, you know, I mean, being locked down in this studio for another 6 months, you know, I mean, and we go crazy here?
Yeah, very, very, very good. So the truth is, there is neither good or bad. There is no good or bad. Only thinking makes it so. So we as human beings, you know, we live in a society that believes there's more negative than positive or more positive than negative. The truth is, the truth is balanced, right? Think about this. When you first have a breakup, you think it's the worst thing that's ever happened to you.
Absolutely.
And later on down the track, you realize that it's probably the best thing that's ever happened to you, right? You know, even in death, when someone dies, then you value life more and you start to give, you know, more love and more care to other people. Anything that is negative has its equal and opposite to balance it, okay? There is a crisis within every blessing and there is a blessing within every crisis. So the reason why a lot of people are suffering is because they're not simply seeing the other side. Because if I was to ask them, what are the downsides to COVID? They'll say, oh, it screwed me over. It screwed up my finances. It screwed this. It screwed this. They'll give me all these reasons. But if I say to them, what are the upsides of COVID? If they're struggling, they won't be able to come up with anything. That's why they're suffering. Okay. So how they'd be able to do it, a very simple thing that you can do is to write down 100 reasons how the lockdown is serving you in business. Right. And I've seen this many, many times. Many businesses started to go online and started to pivot because of COVID. Many businesses started to take a step back and think about what's actually working and what's not. And that time helped them focus on their business and build things they'd never even thought about before. That time allowed them to go back and actually serve and be more present with their family. Being more present with their family allowed them to be more present in their business because now they're not regretting that, oh, I'm not present in my family. So there's a positive to every negative and there's a negative to every positive. The only reason why people are suffering is because they're only seeing one side to the story. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, yeah. So,
this is good. It's very simple. Balance your perception by looking at the other side, by asking yourself, how is the worst thing that's ever happened to me the best thing that's ever happened to me. If you do that one thing, you'll start to find the reasons and start to come from a more balanced perspective. I hope that was valuable.
So I've got a question just on that. And so I agree with you 110%. I'm fully aligned with this. Although if someone's in a headspace where they are, you know, in doubt, in immense fear, maybe they're in deep depression, what would you say to them? Because they're now tuned into, like if you use the radio as an example, right? You're not listening to a live 90.5 if you're on 96.3, right? You need to be tuned in to 90.5. And so if you're 96.3 with what you're sharing and they're on a live 90.5, how can they reach, what would you say to that person to tune them into your frequency?
Okay, so that's a really, really good question. So the first thing that we've got to realize is that emotion distorts our reality. So if I'm extremely on the negative side, imagine it's like a pendulum, right? Just like you said, Matt. When you're extremely feeling depressed and down, all you're conscious to the downsides and you're unconscious to all the upsides. So you'll say, oh, you know, no one loves me, when the truth is that some people do love you, you're just not looking. And when you're all the way happy, you're all the way overly positive, believe it or not, I hate positive thinking because it's bullshit, right? Positive thinking is bullcrap because when you're all the way on a positive, all you see is the good side, you don't see the bad side, right? So this is why people, you know, they get sold by the salesman who gets them excited, and later on they're like, why did I buy this? Or you get really hyped up and you're infatuated by a girl, and then you're like, 3 years later, you're like, that's the worst decision I've ever made. See, the extreme of negative and the extreme of positive is both polarized perceptions. But that's the first thing that we have to understand. So before you even ask yourself, what are the upsides to what I'm facing, which is what is the upsides to COVID, you have to breathe. Because if your physiology is in, your cortisol levels are high, that means you're in fight or flight. And in fight or flight, you have to be able to look out for the threat. So you're focused on the threat. So you're automatically problem-focused instead of being solution-focused. So it's very simple. If we were to pull in everything that we've spoken about just in the last 3 minutes, number one, breathe. Number one, breathe and calm down your physiology. 6 seconds out, 6 seconds in, and repeat that at least for 3 minutes. Then you'll become a little bit more objective. Next thing is to write down 100 reasons why the worst thing that's happening to you right now is the best thing that ever possibly could have happened. The third step I'll give as an extra is when you're negative, you know, input equals output. If you're feeling angry, you usually yell at someone, you know. So instead of allowing the negativity to dictate, you know, the action that we put, do an action that's absolutely polar opposite. So instead of putting out negativity or anger into the world, give something to someone. Send someone a message saying, I love you, I care about you, thank you. And when you pull all those three steps together, let's have a look at what happens. First of all, you calm down the physiology, which is the first step, by breathing. Second, you write down what are all the reasons for why the worst thing is the best thing that's ever happened to you. That changes your mind and your mindset. The third thing you do is do something completely opposite. So now you're telling your brain that I'm in control. I'm not going to let this negative emotion face me and rattle me. I'm in control because no matter what I feel, I'm going to be in control of my actions. And those three things done in repetition will actually change your life and get yourself out of that depression.
Life-changing stuff right there. Guys, I think we need to take off to the break for the hour.
Yeah, it's almost 1 p.m. So, ladies and gentlemen, listening, Kevin. Yeah, 3. Sorry, I'm still on the old time, you know, me for some reason, our radio show. You're listening live. 90.5 FM Business. I said, Matt, and take us to the break news, and we come back with our guest, Kevin Paul, the coach, and you won this. Thank you for listening.
Guys, make sure you're listening to this because this is some gold right here.
Alive 90.5.
Hi, Alan Barnes from Dural Pool Shop. A couple of thoughts about the importance of year-round maintenance. Keep your pool clean and clear. The perfect time to call us for friendly advice and help is now. We come to you, no job too big or small. We have all the chemicals and parts. Come and see us at New Line Road, Dural, opposite the Vicar Pub. Be sure to check our website at duralpoolshop.com.au. See how we can make swimming more enjoyable.
A proud station sponsor.
SE Timbers Castle Hill are flooring experts.
Not just flooring, SE Timbers supply, install and guarantee solid